Mike Ndiweni is Executive Director of the Bulawa Vendors and Traders Association. He says the recent lockdown announcement found most people unprepared for the economic strain.
No, we are not ready. The lockdown was announced abruptly without notifying people, and people were coming from the festive season. So you can imagine people had already spent what they had. So no one was prepared.
It hasn't helped that the much-promised bailout has been elusive.
So far, no one has received that. And you remember last year, again, the government made the same, a similar promise that they would give people cushioning funds in March. It only came once sometime in October. So we have not seen anything as yet.
Farai Mutambanengwe is the director of Small to Medium Enterprises, or SMEs Association, of Zimbabwe.
Well, we didn't really get much support because what they did was they only did those $300 payments to the most vulnerable. $300 is not much. Everyone becomes vulnerable, basically, in a lockdown. Then there was the $18 billion, which was supposed to be dispersed through the banks. I think for SMEs, it was $500 million. But when we went to the institutions dispersing those funds, the conditions were exactly the same as their normal commercial lending terms. So ultimately, there was no assistance.
The bailout fund carries 20% interest charges, which have kept away many business entities from accessing these relief funds. The thinking is that the interest rate is high. Henry Ruzizo is the president of Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries.
It is high now that we have stability on inflation. You know, then at the time when inflation was quite high, it was okay. Yeah, but now I think there would need to be a relook on that.
There's no talk of new stimulus packages for the current lockdown. The finance ministry says the fund for businesses is still available and only what has been requested is what is dispersed. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.